Thank you
Thanks.
guys so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, I've been doing these every day for the last 5 or 6 weeks, and I think this is the closest in proximity I've ever actually been to the person on the other side of the screen. Being in Atlanta, I've been listening to you guys since I was in high school, which you guys were just out of high school at the time. We're not that much different in age. And I got to hear your interview with the great Lois Reitzes on WABE today. That was fun.
We love Lois and
I love Lois
WABE.
too.
Yeah, I mean, she's an Atlanta institution for sure. She's amazing. So that's
So
an honor.
a lot has happened since the last time you put out an album together. You both become parents. What has life been like, and what has been like? What have you been listening to? What has been sort of influencing where this record ended up since you last got together and recorded an album?
I mean, one thing about John Reynolds is he's just so excellent with the rhythmic center, the heartbeat of the song. I mean, he's a drummer, so it stands to make sense, but he has a feel for our stuff. And so I love the 808 sound, the old 808 machine, and just a lot of hip hop beats. And so there's a ballad on the song. It's Look Long. It's the title track song. And it's a ballad, but he put an 808 on it, which really like satisfied that need I have to just take it out of just a straight up acoustic ballad realm. So, listening to a lot of rhythmic stuff and having John place perfect centers into all of these songs is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even think, like, trying to think of what influenced the songwriting for this record. But we both were really in love with the Bon Iver's record that he came out with last year, and I mean, I wish I could be influenced by that writing. It's so brilliant. I just listen to it and become paralyzed with the, like, I play his records and like cry on the airplane, things like that.
Genius.
He's a genius. But I think having kids and having to learn how to manage time and write in short spurts and things like that influences kind of the way you write in some ways, and the way you listen. And for me, all these songs were like I was working on them over a long period of time, influenced by a million different things. The Parkland, Florida shootings, the sort of social rifts between neighbors when you have a kid and they don't agree with your lifestyle, and for me, and then like our tours and just traveling songs, getting older, thinking about liberation and how you keep yourself liberated as you get older, and how you keep that generation gap from coming up, and just honoring the people before you and the people that are coming after you. Those are a lot of things I was thinking about, I think.
That's great. Well, it looks like you have a little instrument change here. We've got the mandolin. We've got a is that electric banjo? What is?
Banjo. Emily from the Dixie Chicks played one of these, and so I stole the idea from her.
Nice. So, what song are we going to hear with the new instruments here?
Going to do a song called "Howl at the Moon." This one, John, really is so different on the record than it is when we play it acoustically. It's almost like a completely different animal, but we can't really emulate the record because, well, he just put this groovy beat on it, and then a this woman that used to sing backup for George Michael sang all the backup vocals and just created a whole, like an instrument unto itself. So we just do it the way we do it. But I hear it all when we're playing
I
it
did
now.
too.
So, for me. All right, here we go. This is called Howl at the Moon.